They all are.
I have no objection about all that stuff, except that
not electric, get into churches now.
We even have a lot of people, I really think, within the White House, who haven't gotten into anything hot to get to a church service when we get all the other things.
Well, what I was going to say, at some point, you ought to take particularly the assistant secretary, you know, presidential appointment group, and get them in, particularly when you do it without the kids. And we're going to continue now. Incident with them, however, as you think of your congressman, there will be no exception about kids. I see how that has to do with the congressman. But with them, you say we'll be headed that way because the number of people are not having children this time. If they don't want to come home, we understand. We'll let you know.
Okay, I think we need to get the assistant secretary the head of the independent agency.
Right.
But I almost think those people, when you are not including children, would like to come for an evening, because...
Oh, sure they would.
You know, rather than...
They surely would, but the evening, but as far as the evening is concerned, the evening, they must come at a lower priority than if it rests on Maury's list. Maury's list, that's...
Oh, Maury's list.
So therefore, my advice in this church service, you just better put in a lot of the people that just haven't been there, that haven't met the president. I just have to meet them, that's all. I've met a lot of those people. Sure. And they can be held for an evening later if we ever have one.
That's right. When we have enough space, I think...
So what I meant is that this evening, Rose, I think you're going to have to continue to pick up more people.
Oh, yes. But we still prove that, you know, there are lots and lots and lots of people yet.
And other kinds of people. Now, however, let's come back to these three state networks. But what about Congressman and Senator Rose?
You've got to cut it back down about the way you did before.
However, you've got to have representation from the leadership on this summit, so I don't know, you've got to have a man to be around.
Well, you want to do something about it, but you didn't want to attend. Do you want him on every dinner?
No, sir. I just want him on.
Well, you look at the card, you'll see, you know, he's been invited to dozens of times.
What about Bert? I don't know. Has he been invited to? I think, for example, you ought to throw it. You ought to get Brooke in for dinner sometime. You know, I really think you should. And,
I
choke on it. You've got to have persons in the
conference. Yeah, but let's let him wait till the last dog. He's just terrible. I think what we have to
do. I agree. I just don't want to make an issue of it.
No, but you know, he's been here. He's been here several times. So many people haven't really been here, or at least not to him.
I'll tell you one thing that I feel, maybe you watch him a lot. I think there's a little bit of a tendency to double up a bit too much for what we call our Southern Republicans. So, but I've seen some of those Tennessee guys in there four times, and I just.
And the problem is that he calls people that, and Bill Angel, he calls Boyle, somebody like Hubert Humphrey, to invite 2 weeks in a row. And I just disagree to invite anybody 2 weeks in a row. I think they look like a common conversation.
Don't do it. David made an interesting point that I think he's right. And of course, he was doing it with a very shrewd observation about his grandfather and the Kennedys. The Kennedys even more than his grandfather. And Johnson did quite a bit, but at least as far as he said, one of the reasons that he said it probably meant more in his grandfather's time and in the Kennedy time for people to use Camp David, of course, Boyer, or anything. And it also meant a hell of a lot more to come to the White House because it wasn't so common. And I think they're totally right.
That's why I don't think they have the same people invited.
I just don't want to run out of our ears.
And that is why it's better when Catherine is thrilled to be there rather than thinking, oh, Tom, we're here again tonight.
That's right.
Anybody. I think even like when Julie joined. Now, I don't know what I'm talking about, because I don't see that many of what's going on with it. But when Julie joined sort of the staff, if where Lucy normally stands, if Julie were there too, to welcome
supposed to give it a welcome.
Well, that's it. She's there, they walk in, she speaks to me.
I just that Eisenhower threw at the congressional reception, period. So if anybody thinks people squeal too much, you say, well, the judicial reception can be put down as a possibility. The diplomatic one we're putting off for the fall, but we can find out the date of Rocky's winner. Yes, Thursday. Next Thursday, not this Thursday. This Thursday. Yes, sir.
doesn't play it, it doesn't sound that. We sound that. Now, I don't know whether you want, you know, I don't know what you, but you want to do anything about it, but.
I would have it. The talking about it, he doesn't have a big plan. I would have it put over in the White House out there where they have that guest thing sometime, or have it put up, or even put it in that.
Put it in
the Oval Office sometime. Put it in the Oval Office and say the original chorus of God Bless America. I'm sure it will be coming in. I think it's just great.
Yeah.
I
She also suffered horribly from my friend's stuff, you know that.
Oh, I
know. And baby was
drinking the fire
that night because in between her acts, and she ran with the name, I've never suffered. Between her acts at nightclub, she was in it and had an infection. She's been the pain. And that's why she called him the spam.
Yeah.
Well, Robert DeLay was the best too, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't see either one.
But he was really uptight. Why any entertainer should be, I would wonder.
Oh, well.
This is a different thing for them.
Yeah, but Rich, you know, a lot of people are always uptight before a performance. It's like I think that the same principle you use, they do the, when I'm making a speech.
I don't want to be bothered.
You have to be, and I mean, most good entertainers are the same way.
Yeah, but the good, the rest
of them, they
put everything in guns, if they get sick before, try again. You have to. You have to. I have to. That's why I will never take, I'll never go in for a informal president. I'm sorry, my time off for it. Just to get yourself revved up. You better rev up for it. If you don't, you're not going to do it well. I think one of the reasons, Bob, is on a couple of old briefings, I found them on the I just want to put in enough of them so that it appears.